manages the intrigue and action well, weaving together malevolent forces from the aerospace industry, the military, and Washington's legislative denim. His research is impeccable, and all the amazing gadgetry the characters use is certified real.
What you're hearing there is the voice of Ivona Kendra as we're looking at the prototype of the Orion. I'm speaking here with Guido Corona from Level Star, and you guys are beginning a very interesting project here. Let's talk about what Orion is going to do. What
Orion is going to be the successor of the Icon and Braille Plus. So it's going to be a piece of hardware, a small piece of hardware, that is going to handheld and wireless, of course, that is going to perform many of the services of the current generation Icon, Level Star Icon, and Braille Plus, and a lot more.
Now, one thing also, this runs on the Android, Google Android operating system,
that
right?
is correct.
As opposed to Linux, which you use, I guess, a form of Linux on your...
That's correct.
Icon,
so we'll have an environment that is much more of a commercial environment that we're running on, and we'll be able to run not only our applications, but a number of applications that come with prepackaged with a basic Google environment.
Now, in the what I just heard here, it said one of nine, so I guess you have about nine in your demo here that you're showing.
No, I have nine running on this machine.
Okay, gotcha.
In
okay.
fact, if I go down to all applications...
This is a
CG2. The applications that are loading on this G2. But it does not mean that the product will have 50 applications. This is just a test bed to vet our own software environment. That's all.
Okay, so does that mean... I'm trying to understand. Are you actually making software, or are you going to have dedicated hardware?
No, we're going to have... we're going to have dedicated hardware. We're going to have native hardware that runs Android. And we're going to have a number of dedicated applications. And we're going to have a screen reader running as well.
Okay,
so in the process of developing the product, we are testing only our environment, our software and environment on third-party hardware, and one of the third-party hardware pieces is something that I'm holding in my hand.
Right, so I just want to make sure folks understand that they cannot go out and buy the HTC G2.
Absolutely. It will not be available on third-party hardware. It's going to be an all-in-one, the same as the Icon, the Braille Plus, the Freedom Scientific PackMate, or the HumanWare Apex.
Right now, some have said that it's a challenge to get Braille to work within the Android, the Google API. Is that true? Have you had problems there? Or?
Well, we are in the development process, and when our product is ready, it will have a Braille input in Google, and there may be some Braille output as well.
Okay, good enough. So... do we have price points yet? It sounds like we're still pretty early in this project.
We do not have price points yet, no. Our prices are going to be very interesting, but that's all we know right now.
Or probably not a time frame yet, any estimated?
It's going to be probably later on in the year. That's all I would say.
So you do think within 2011 that these products will be...
Yeah, that's
likely. I won't pin you down, but you say
yes,
likely. That's what you're shooting for. You're striving for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are some of the main features of this?
The main features is what I am really not revealing quite yet.
Okay.
So all I'm going to tell you in terms of main features today is that the products are going to be based on Android. They're going to feature the incredibly good Ivona text-to-speech voices.
Oh, there will be the whole family of voices?
The whole family would be about 40 voices, which won't happen.
Okay, but more than Kendra, which Kendra's a nice voice, actually.
Kendra's a nice voice. We are still deciding on some of the other voices. We haven't quite determined everything yet. And, you know, you're going to be able to read books, definitely, from Bookshare and NLS and perhaps other sources. There is going to be a word processor, and there is going to be a browser, an email, and a calendar, and probably a contact manager.
So it's
maybe a music player,
right?
But
so
that is just the core, and then there are going to be many more facilities.
Right, where it'll go beyond. It's going to have all the basics you get now with
that
your icon
correct.
And Braille Plus, but
that
then you're
going to
add more in the Android world.
We're going to go beyond. That's correct.
Okay.
And the product is going to be very nice. It's going to be very snappy with, I would say, very ergonomic Braille keyboards as well.
Oh, really? So it would be like grade 2 input?
Absolutely. Yes, okay. There's going to be all of that. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, very interesting. Where can folks kind of go to learn more? Announcements as you
I'm going to keep people informed. They should send the email to orion@levelstar.com, O-R-I-O-N at levelstar.com. levelstar.com, and ask to be put on our mailing list. And for the people that send us their names, I'll be happy also to put them on a list for a draw of a free Orion that I'm going to do at release date.
Well, very exciting. Well, take
and
advantage of that.
If anybody is interested in knowing the origin of Orion is the brightest constellation in the evening sky. Everybody who has sight can see it. It's there. It's the constellation of a hunter. And this hunter, by the way, has a belt. And on the belt, there are three stars, which echoes the theme of Level Star. And the idea is also that these products for the blind are things that we tend to keep on our belt. They're always with us.
Interesting. Okay.
So, and there are some other interesting associations with the name Orion. We think it's an excellent name. We're very excited by it, and everybody seems to like it.
So I can take from that portability is a really strong concern of this.
Absolutely. Yes. Portability and service everywhere. So, you know, we really want it to be a tool that does a wide number of services and really is going to enhance the life of people who are blind.
So services everywhere, like 3G, 4G, LTE?
Well, definitely we're going to have wireless, you know, BG at least.
Right.
Okay. And for the rest, we're going to see, really. We haven't determined all the functionality yet.
Okay, very good.
So I'm making no implication. If you ask me anything beyond what we have stated in our little brochure, whether the feature is reasonable or unreasonable, my answer is going to be just is to be determined. So if you ask me if there is this toaster oven included with it, I would say, well, that's a very interesting feature and we're really thinking about it.
Are you taking suggestions from people if they email?
Absolutely. People are free to send me suggestions.
Right, so folks who are familiar with Android or maybe one upgrade from a Braille Plus or Icon can actually put some input on some things they'd like to see the new device do.
Absolutely. If people have suggestions, we'll be happy to add them to our suggestions box.
Well, very good.
Including the toaster oven.
Yes. I don't know how that would work, but...
Well, we don't know yet.
What about ports?
Yes, we're going to have a number of ports. It's going to have USB of one form or another and more.
See, because I think they have a USB little mini hot plate, kind of like a warmer or something. So I saw that when you were talking about toaster oven.
If you want a USB hot plate, you know, USB can carry a current, but
yes.
Very little.
Yeah, it would take a while. Maybe just
one
to warm
grain
up that
of rice at a time, perhaps.
There you go. Well, thank you, Guido Corona,
so
for
welcome.
Sharing the information with us. We will look forward to it.
You're very welcome.
Check it out, folks, at levelstar.com or send an email to Orion,
O-R-I-O-N, at levelstar.com.
Very good, folks. You heard it here first. The more information on it, and we'll keep you updated as the product is ready for prime time. Coming to you from CSUN 2011, this is Michael Loff for Cerro Talk.